In today's Eco Report feature, Norm Holey interviews Catherine Tillman, local teenager and member of Interfaith Community of Environmentalist Youth, ICEY, Bloomington. ICEY has teamed up with Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network to promote a solar power project in the Elm Heights, Bryant Park neighborhood. For residents who wish to learn more, there will be a forum held on July 12th from 6 to 7:30.
This is Norm Holey for WFHB, and today I'm interviewing Catherine Tillman. She is from a group called the Interfaith Community of Environmentalist Youth, or IC Bloomington for short. And they are embarked upon a project of installing solar capacity in Bloomington. Specifically, the name of their project is Solar Neighborhood Project, and so I'll just ask you to describe for our listeners what this solar neighborhood project is.
Okay, so the goal of the project is to double the number of solar-powered homes in the Elm Heights Bryant Park area, which is that neighborhood a little bit south of campus. And right now there are about 20 solar-powered homes in that general area. So we're looking to add 20 more if we can with this project. And what's especially great about the project is the group we're working with, which is the Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network. They are working on negotiating with solar contractors to get a group discount so that if a lot of people go solar at the same time, it will be more cost effective for everyone. So it'll kind of take the edge off the financial aspect, which is very daunting to a lot of people. And the eventual goal of this project is that we would create a sort of model solar neighborhood in this area so that the rest of Bloomington and even the rest of the state can see that, you know, if a lot of people went solar at once, it may be not so hard. Maybe they can do it too, wherever they are. So the eventual goal is to try to spread solar to other places. So the way we're getting the word out about this is we've been going door-to-door canvassing in that neighborhood, and we've organized some informational forums for residents of the neighborhood. Since one of Siren's goals, the group that we're working with, one of their goals is to educate the public about solar energy. So they're giving these great presentations about sort of the financial and the logistical aspects of installation and answering any questions people might have about it. So people who come to these forums will be able to see the presentation and learn about the project, talk to their friends and neighbors about it. And we had a forum on June 26th a couple of weeks ago, and that was really successful. People seemed really excited. So seems like the project is going well so far. And we've already had six homes agree to go solar with us. And we also have the support of Mayor John Hamilton, who said that he would also like to go solar with this project. So that's really exciting.
Yes, indeed. Now, so how many homes have you? I mean, approximately how many homes have you actually contacted in the neighborhoods to discover whether they would be interested?
Well, since we went door to door canvassing, we've contacted a lot of homes, and it looks like right now it looks like about 40 or 50 are kind of interested. That's the number of people we've had sign up for these forums so far.
And when are the next forums being held?
July 14th. So if anyone's interested in coming to those, they can RSVP at sirensolar.org/RSVP.
Now, we'll tell them some more. Where do they go for these forums? Where's the meeting place?
The meeting places are homes in the neighborhood. So if they're interested in knowing the exact addresses and dates and times, they can RSVP or send us an email at icbloomington@gmail.com.
Okay. And in general, I'm just curious, how is the project being received in the neighborhood?
So far, it looks like there's a lot of interest. I think that the financial aspect, the group discount, is really attracting a lot of people, because that's kind of what makes the process so daunting for a lot of people, that you have to put down a lot of money at once and it won't pay off for a while, for a few years. But with this project, you know, that initial cost will decrease, which I think makes it more accessible to a lot of people.
So what's an approximate ballpark figure for a house to participate in this project? I mean, if you were going to volunteer, I'm going to put my house on this grid. What's it going to cost me to do that?
That's going to depend on the number of people that we end up getting in the end who want to go solar. And the Siren, the Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network, they're the ones giving these presentations. They have a lot more specific details about that and about ways you can reduce the cost. So information like that will be given at the forums. I only have a general idea.
Okay. And where's the break-even year, roughly, in terms of solar installation now, in terms of your initial payment? How long does it take to recover that?
That will all depend on, like, the size of your solar array and the efficiency you're getting. You know, maybe you have shade and it's not quite as efficient. But I think the payoff is normally, like, 10 to 15 years, something like that. But, of course, with this project, it would be less time if you had less initial costs at the beginning.
And the excess power that you might get as a homeowner during the nice sunny day, does that go back into the grid, or are you storing that by battery? How does this work?
You don't actually need to have batteries to have a solar array, so, yeah, it goes back into the grid. And what they do is something called net metering. So when you get solar, the electrical company will install a special meter that runs backwards when you make excess energy that you're not using. So it saves you a lot of money. And more details about all that will be given at these forums, the presentations that Siren is giving.
And who will be presenting at the forums?
So the Siren is just a local volunteer group, and a couple of members of Siren will be giving the presentation. They've been giving a lot of similar presentations at the public library for a few years. This one is slightly modified to fit the project that we're working on.
And how did this this environmentalist group form?
I actually joined a little bit after it formed, but the way I understand it, a few years ago, just people from a few different faith groups got together and decided that they were all interested in helping the environment and that it would be great to have a youth group with many different faiths involved, just dedicated to doing that.
Tell me again, now, when are the next forums?
July 14th.
And what time?
I believe they'll be in the evening. You can get the exact time and location when you RSVP for them.
Okay, and where do they go to register?
You can go to sirensolar.org/RSVP, or you can send an email to icbloomington@gmail.com.
Oh, wonderful, thank you. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you today, and thanks for the great information.